This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This is part 5 of the series titled The Fiqh of Intimacy. All these programs are podcasted on the website. Log on to www.radioislam.co.za and under my name you'll find these podcasts. You can download and listen to them at your own leisure. Let's do a quick recap of the previous program. Previously, we spoke about sexual relations, how often, and we mentioned that the Sharia has not placed any restrictions in terms of how often a couple should engage or not engage in sexual relations. We also spoke about liked and disliked times, and we mentioned any time of the day or any time of the night is suitable as long as there is no external factor that prohibits cohabitation between the partners. And we mentioned during the state of Hayd or during the state of nifas, which is your menses and your postnatal bleeding, it is haram for the husband to engage in the actual act of intimacy. We also discussed intimacy during breastfeeding and also during pregnancy, etc., etc. You can listen to the previous programs by downloading the podcast. Today we move on to another topic and we are looking at preparations. And it is important to start off with personal hygiene. I mean, it's totally off-putting to intimately get close to your partner and then to be switched off due to some unhygienic practices of your partner, like a foul smell that emanates from the mouth or unkempt hair, bad breath or whatever it may be. Those things really switch a person off. So it's important that today we start off with personal hygiene. And I'd like to start off with the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Here's an incident narrated by a sahabi. He says, كُنَّا مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wasallam فِي غَزَاتٍ فَلَمَّا قَدِمْنَا الْمَدِينَةَ ذَهَبْنَا لِنَدْخُلَ فَقَالَ أَمْهِلُوا حَتَّى نَدْخُلَ لَيْلًا أي عِشَاءً كَيْ تَمْتَشِتَ الشَّعِثَةُ وَتَسْتَحِدَّ الْمُغِيبَةُ. Jabir bin Abdullah narrates that we were returning from an expedition. We were coming back to Medina and we were excited to go back home to meet our families after a long time. So when we reached Medina, we wanted to go home and we were ready to go home. But the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, no, 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 hold your horses, men. Take it easy. Allow the news to travel in the city and allow your families to know that we have arrived. Why? Listen to this, and this is the point in discussion. The Prophet of Allah is saying, allow them to get the news first. So that كَيْتَمْ تَشِتَ الشَّعِثَةُ وَتَسْتَحِدَّ الْمُغِيبَةُ. So that your women folk can prepare themselves for you. They can neaten up. They can remove all unwanted hair and they can perfume themselves, etc., etc. Basically, the Prophet of Allah is saying, allow them the time to prepare themselves. Allow them the time to groom themselves for you. For you do not want to find your partner in an unpleasant state. You don't want to find your partner in an unattractive position. So for that reason, the Prophet of Allah is saying that allow your women folk, allow your family to understand that you are in the city, you have arrived, and you are willing to come home in the next few hours, etc., etc. So this hadith sets the tone. This hadith is telling us that it is important, it is essential that we prepare ourselves for our partners. After all, we are human beings. We are attractive by beauty, and naturally we are put off by unhygienic practices. It's just human nature. So these are switch-offs. And one thing we have to understand that the lack of personal hygiene can become a big sexual inhibitor in marriage. And it can even cause tension. So it's important that we are meticulous when it comes to personal hygiene. Now a lot of people bring up this argument that, Mulana, my wife doesn't make a big issue out of it. Or my husband doesn't make a big issue out of it. One thing you must understand that if your partner is silent about your unhygienic practices, it's not an indication to say that they are happy with your habits. It's just that they are shy to bring it up. They don't want to make you feel awkward. Or it could be that they have brought it up several times in the past and they did not succeed, they did not win. So they have just made peace with themselves. But they would also love to see you change. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has emphasized time and again, At-tuhuru shatru al-iman, an-nadafatu min al-iman, the cleanliness of personal hygiene is part of Islam, it's part of iman, it's part of our faith. Just remember, unhygienic practices are switch-offs. They are a total switch-off. It just shuts things down. So let's take an example. You get a partner that's smoking and you are not comfortable with that. So you smoke and you come into the bedroom and then you want to get intimate. Your partner is not going to follow through. If they are doing it, maybe they are just doing it as a duty. You need to understand that if you are smoking, you must do it well in advance, at least an hour in advance, or at least half an hour. You smoke, finish outside of the room, you do whatever you have to do, and then come to the room. You don't want to get into bed and smell like smoke, then your bed sheet is like smoke, and everything around you in the room is full of smoke. That is totally off-putting for many people. And most partners don't even consider their partners. They just go about doing it. And they say, no, it's okay, man. My wife is used to it, or my husband is used to it. So it's fine. Remember, doesn't mean if they're quiet, they're happy about it. They would love to see things change in the bedroom. And you must understand that when a husband and a wife makes the effort to come to bed clean, they are more comfortable. They are more comfortable with each other's bodies. And they are able to enjoy each other's bodies because there's no uneasiness between the two of them. Because she's clean and you are clean and things can move on more smoothly. Now let's look at some of the basics. Number one, freshen up. If you are working during the day under the sun and you are sweating or you're perspiring, it's important that when you get home, you take a quick shower. You freshen up, you neaten up, you make miswak. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the first thing he would do when he would enter the home would be miswak. This was the practice. He would make miswak and then come close to his partner. This teaches you to be considerate of the opposite person. It's really important. So freshen up, neaten up, brush, use a miswak, floss if you have to, remove all unwanted hair, apply perfume. All this is part of the sunnah. All this has been taught to us by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So keep these few things in mind. And remember, when a husband and a wife comes clean to the bedroom, they are more comfortable with each other's bodies and they are able to derive pleasure. And remember, as human beings, we are attracted to beauty and we are switched off by unpleasant behavior or unpleasant practices in terms of hygiene. May the Almighty Allah give us the tawfiq and the understanding. If you missed the program, you can catch it on the website by logging on to www.radioislam.co.za. For any query, you can email me. We only take off-air queries and you can email me on hbobat, that's hbobat at radioislam.co.za. Alternatively, you could WhatsApp on 07222, that's 07222 183834.